Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
How many different names are we going to get for me by the end of the show?
I don't know. I'm going to come up with several.
Okay.
I figure, what the hey, you're a young guy. We got to find something that sticks.
I mean, you've done good through two so far.
We're working all right?
Yeah. We're
all
not
right.
Doing bad.
All right.
Once you start getting into the, punching down onto me side of things, then maybe.
Oh, I won't do that.
No, I'm not expecting you to. But I mean,
yeah,
we're
no,
going to run
do
out
that,
of good
do I?
Things.
No, see? No, you don't punch down very often. I got to give it to you on that one.
We're going to run out of good things to say about
you. It's one of your few positive points.
How could we run out of good things to say about you, Jake?
Yeah, we'll let that one live. We'll let that one be right.
Dan Menigan's behind the glass. Mackenzie Flume's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Browns almost beat the Buffalo Bills yesterday. Buffalo Bills have won 4 straight. They're 11-4. They might be going to the Super Bowl. And the Browns hung. They had the ball late with a chance to go down and win, and or tie. And boy, that was just an awful series. Is that more telling about the offense? Is that telling about Shedeur Sanders? Is that telling about Kevin Stefanski? Or is that telling that your team's just not good enough to come back and win a game against the Buffalo Bills?
Yes, all of the above.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sorry you were going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways, one, the offensive line hasn't been good, isn't good, is desperately injured right now. Shedeur's a rookie quarterback who just made start number, what was it, 5 that he just made? Because, it would be 7 with 2 games left to play. You're going to go through problems. And right now, yes, the team is not talented and nearly as talented as the Buffalo Bills. They're not talented enough right now to win a ton of games in the National Football League. It's like, you weren't supposed to have a chance in this game. When I did the pregame show, I projected us at a 13-point loss. Is it 27-14?
Which makes more sense than 23-20.
Right.
Yeah.
I expected it to look closer to Chicago last week than it did Tennessee the week before, and it was a heck of a lot closer to Tennessee than it was Chicago, no doubt about it. I mean, less offensive success, no doubt, either, but I looked around and I was thinking, okay, well, the Browns have a legitimate chance of this game. Don't know how much faith I had in that final drive, but I was like, you have a chance. You have the ball, and you're down by 3 to either send this thing to overtime or actually get a win. That's in a better spot than you've been almost every single week this season.
Nelson's in Avon Lake. Nelson, what's up?
Nice. How are you?
Well.
Nice little brisk morning in Cleveland.
Enjoying your walk?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Walk through the woods today. I love it.
Good.
So a couple points I guess I'd like to make. One is, I love Kevin. I think Kevin can coach. I just feel like Kevin has been put in an impossible position this year with the roster that he has been given. Although, it is also fair to say that he has had some opportunities this year to prepare his team better, not to win, but to prepare his team better and show a better product on the field. What I really have trouble with is understanding why the organization, if in fact they part with Kevin this year, they would choose to keep AB, right? Because, and I love Andrew Berry as well. I think he's a dynamic, young, up-and-coming GM. But I cannot separate him from the Deshaun Watson trade. I don't care what anybody says. In my opinion, he cannot be separated from that trade. And he has done, aside from this last year's draft, I think it can be argued that he has done a subpar job selecting players and putting a good young roster that can compete. So, guys, happy holidays. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Thank you for the time.
Nelson, thank you very much. I would agree with that. I have a hard time separating Andrew from the Watson trade. And if you can move on from Kevin.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why doesn't Kevin stand in the same situation? You know what I mean? Kevin had Deshaun dumped on him, and he had to try and make it work. And he's had to try and make it work with numerous quarterbacks. And again, coaches don't survive what's going on now. That's just fact. I'm not even screaming for him to keep his job. I think he's a good coach. And I think he'll end up coaching somewhere else, if not next year, the year after that, if he's let go here. And I think he'll do just fine. But the dynamics in play here, Jake, to me, scream changes are coming. And that could, I think it could blow up completely, or it completely changes the dynamic and you get a whole different look at this and you're cleaning out the roster. See, that's the one thing. Shedeur's here right now. I think the best thing for Shedeur Sanders would be if Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski stay in place. New regime comes in. I think he's in trouble. I think a lot of these guys would be in trouble, at least if they want to remain Cleveland Browns.
Part of me, like, I 100% agree with Andrew Berry. I don't know that's the same case for Kevin, because if you're Andrew Berry leading the coaching search, if your idea is, I want to move forward with Shedeur Sanders, right? Like, we'll play with that idea. In the interview process, you go through, and one of the first questions I'm sure you're going to ask head coaches are, give me your thoughts on Shedeur Sanders.
Well, right? I would think if Berry stays, that Shedeur has a great chance to start next year.
Right, like,
And I can see that.
I don't know that's the same for Kevin, though. Like, is Kevin dying to put Shedeur out there? He certainly wasn't early on this year.
Well, but neither was Andrew Berry, because they drafted Gabriel first.
He also traded Joe Flacco immediately as Gabriel was named the starter to make sure. I mean, if nothing else, you were going to have to put Shedeur as the backup or elevate Bailey Zappe and make him the backup.
I get that, but you know what everybody forgets here is early on, Kevin catching a lot of grief. Mm-hmm. You weren't giving your fourth string quarterback reps. No team does.
Yeah, no.
And no team does. And you drafted one guy earlier because you liked him better. There's flat out no reason why to take a guy other than you like him better. So you were going to see what you had in him first, and if he hadn't been concussed, maybe he'd be playing well right now, and you'd be thinking Dylan is the guy moving forward. that's neither here nor there. Right now, your starting quarterback is Shedeur Sanders, and I think he's earned the right, if you're not going to draft a quarterback, to start next year at quarterback. But I just, the separation of the coach and the GM and what that might mean for the quarterback, I think is one of the big subplots to what's going to happen in this offseason.
I just think if Andrew's moving forward and that's where he wants to go, I think you're going to find a coach right now. And I do think that you're looking at what Shador's putting on the field. Like, threw two interceptions yesterday. They weren't good interceptions. But I think you are looking at a guy that there are going to be coaches around the league that look at and go, that's a guy that I think I can coach. Right? Like, he's put enough good tape out there as bad tape.
The way you just summed it up, I think, is as strong as it's going to be, too. That's a guy that I think I can coach. I don't think we've seen enough yet, and not to say it couldn't happen, because it could, that somebody's going to say, yep, that guy's got top 10 quarterback talent, and I can get that out of him. I don't know that we're going to see that yet, and that's okay. You know, he's a rookie who hasn't played a whole lot yet. I think the one thing that has surprised me through this whole thing, Jake, is that some people are so convinced that Shedeur has absolute top 10 ability. And I haven't seen it, but I have seen glimpses where I think, okay, let's keep working with this, because maybe he can get there. Maybe he can become that. Because this organization has already shown that middle of the pack quarterback talent isn't what they're interested in. And nothing against Baker Mayfield. Baker did a solid job here. He's done a solid job in Tampa. But if you're looking at quarterbacks in the NFL, Baker's probably in the middle of the pack. And they moved on from that. So that's why the more this draft position moves up, the more it makes me think, man, they're going to take a quarterback. Because if they get in a position to take one of the top two guys, by all accounts, Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore, they're going to do it. And it almost pains me to think that they will. Because we think we've had a mess before. You imagine a quarterback room next year? Deshaun Watson, Shedeur Sanders, and Dante Moore? Oh, my God.
Seems like a mess.
Doesn't it, though?
I mean, yeah, whatever quarterback you put in there. For me, it's – and I agree with you. Like, the higher they get in the draft, the more difficult it is to completely ignore it.
It is.
But I think the thing people miss right now is it's not even necessarily, you know, Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza against Shedeur. It's – Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza against Shedeur, and then adding another piece with that, whatever pick that you have, right? Or potentially trading back and taking, if you have two first-round picks or an extra second-round pick, and being able to improve the offense that way, and not just, do I go and get the quarterback? And I also look at these two quarterbacks, I think they're both really good. Like, I don't look at either of them, though, and go, that's 100% a franchise quarterback.
I would agree with you.
Talked to Max Chadwick of PFF a couple weeks ago.
Pro Football Focus.
And he looked at it and he said, yeah, Fernando Mendoza, I'd compare him to Jared Goff. I'm like,
and Jared's a good quarterback, but I would put Jared in the middle of the pack.
He'd be right alongside Baker, right?
Yeah.
So is that a quarterback that you feel like is going to elevate this team in such a way that
it's exactly right.
I would feel better about the chances of Shedeur climbing to that necessarily rather than Fernando Mendoza immediately being that.
I would feel better about the idea of giving Shedeur the chance to climb to that. While I look at the 2027 draft and know that Arch Manning and Lenora Sellers are coming out.
Yep.
Jackson Oberlin, Jack.
Hi. I think that last point you made was really great. What I've been thinking about is this Bears turnaround. We've seen this last couple of years.
Yeah, from five wins to, what are they, 11-4 right now?
I wouldn't compare us to the Bears last year. I compare us to the year before. Their second to last year was Fields, where they had the number one pick. They had the right to draft, I think it was Bryce Young that year. But they didn't. They were like, let's give Fields one more year. Let's get the coaching staff one more year. See if it works. If it doesn't, we'll pick a quarterback then. And people forget that number one pick with Caleb Williams, that was the Panthers pick. That wasn't the Bears pick. So you see what you got one more year, you trade back. The Bears got DJ Moore, two firsts and a second for that pick.
Yeah, that was a nice trade.
If the Browns can get any sort of that haul, help the offensive line and the wide receiver room, give Shedeur a fair shot for one more year, and then if it doesn't work, fire everyone, start new, get a new QB. If it does, even better.
Jack, thank you very much. The one thing we have seen around the NFL, teams are not being real patient with some of these quarterbacks. Justin Fields is a perfect example of that. Other quarterbacks are getting a pretty good run, but most of those guys seem to have been established and aren't going anywhere. So, folks, what are you thinking here? Yesterday, to me, showed a couple of things. They're still playing hard for Kevin Stefanski. Kevin coached up a team that doesn't have a ton of talent and almost beat the Buffalo Bills. But you don't survive three wins and three wins. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Jake Volnick in for Andy today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.